In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The present heavens and earth are quickly passing away, but the word of our God will endure forever. Christ is returning to judge the living and the dead. All creation will be destroyed by fire, the heavens and the earth, the universe, solar system, all destroyed by fire. And there will be a new heavens and a new earth, the home of righteousness. All these things will happen according to the word of our God, just as he has said. So God gives you signs of these things so that you might be prepared for his coming. He loves you and he doesn't want you to be caught off guard. So there are signs up in the heavens and the skies above us. The very existence of the sun, moon, and stars are signs that they will not last forever. Then there are harvest moons, full moons, blood red moons, lunar eclipses, solar eclipses, and comets dart across the sky, just to mention a few. So what if science can explain these things? Science is simply explaining how our Lord set up this world to function. Science can't negate the word of the Lord, for that word stands forever. And besides, our Lord never said that these signs would be miraculous signs, but they are simply signs. When a dormant tree begins to bud and flourish, you know that summer is near. It's a sign of summer. So what if science can explain it? That doesn't negate that it's a sign of summer's arrival. Same with the stars in the heavens above. They are signs that the world is quickly passing away. They are signs that this universe is quickly passing away. But the word of our Lord will endure forever. His word is stronger than any concrete structure or steel tower. It lasts longer than any diamond ring, and it will not change. So when the Pacific Ocean disappears and the Rocky Mountains fall, the word of our God will still be there. And that word is, it is finished. In the darkness of that good day, as the sun refused to shine and the earth shook, the Son of God fulfilled the word of God. For that word stood against you. The soul that sins shall die, it says. And that word cannot be changed. So God could not go back on what he has said, but that word must endure forever. But then Christ stepped into your place. He took your sins, your blemishes, your imperfections. He took your guilt and made it his own. So he became the sinner in your place. So the word of God was against him. And he declared, it is finished. That word is now fulfilled, for death was handed out to him in your place. Therefore you cannot die, for that word of God must endure. It is finished, he said. The word of God is fulfilled. Satan's head is crushed. He cannot have you. He cannot overcome you. For Christ has declared, it is finished. The word is fulfilled. God cannot be angry. The wrath of God was emptied out on Christ, so he has no more anger, no more vengeance, no more cruelty left. For Christ has declared, it is finished. And that word must endure forever. You have peace with God. The word of God is fulfilled, so all pain and suffering and sadness and heartbreak and disease and frailty must all pass away. They must. For the word of God endures forever. And he declared, it is finished. The word of God is fulfilled. So even though you breathe your last, the word of God must still remain. It is finished. You have been restored back to the image and likeness of God. Creation is restored. It is finished. Nothing more needs to be done by Christ, and nothing more needs to be done by you. That word from that cross pierces time and space to enter your ears as the forgiveness of sins. No devil can negate it. No human can change it. For God has spoken from his cross, and God does not lie. It is finished, is the culmination of all human history, the high point of civilization, for on that cross, God and man are reconciled by his death. Now you have peace with God now and on the last day, for God has spoken, and that word must endure. Surround yourself with that word, and you surround yourself with eternity. So do not let the worries or the joys of this life so fill your heart that they crowd out the word. There is so much going on in your life, especially this time of year. There is so much going on in your life, not to mention the world, that it's easy to get distracted and to forget about God's word. It's easy to live for today and to fill our bellies and to waste our money on ourselves, on things that we think we need. It is easy to assume that we are to make ourselves happy right here, right now. But the word is clear that those who live like this, that last day will come on them like a trap, and they will not escape it. Swift, sudden, final, and deadly. So always watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen and stand before the Son of Man with joy and gladness. How are you able to do this? Where is your strength? Is it found in yourself that you don't get drunk, that you don't waste your money on yourself, that you don't worry about life or finances, therefore you must be prepared? Certainly not. For who of us could endure the surging sea or the falling mountains? But it's found in that word that from that cross that pierces time and space, that word that endures forever. That is why Jesus urges you to pray. He urges you to pray because when you speak to him, he always speaks back to you in his word. So you tell him of your fears, your uncertainties, your worries, and he tells you of his pierced hands and his bloodied brow. He tells you that it is finished for you. He tells you of the forgiveness that is yours and the glorious kingdom that you will soon see. And this word of our God is sealed in divine blood, so it cannot and will not be changed. So as nations rise and fall, as world leaders come to power and then pass away, as cultures change and traditions shift, as people travel from one place to another, that word remains the same. It is finished. I forgive you. As the ocean rises and falls, as stars dart across the sky and the moon turns blood red, that word remains the same. I forgive you. As you grow and mature, as your finances increase and decrease, as your body gets stronger and yet also more frail, the word of God remains the same. I forgive you. And as you breathe your last and are met with no cameras and few people even take notice, his word to you pierces time and space and even the grave itself. I forgive you. And that word must remain with you forever. So what if the sea surges and the mountains fall? So what if fires rage and creation falls apart? So what? Our salvation, our hope, our joy is not tied to any of these things, but it's tied only to that unchanging, enduring word of God. So in the midst of chaos and uncertainties and danger and death, we are confident. We are confident and firm. Here we stand on the word of our risen Savior, and no devil can shake us, no disaster can move us, because the word of our God endures forever. So God has given you signs in the heavens, so you pay attention. Signs in the stars, so you hear what he has to say. They are signs that Christ is on his way. He is coming soon. It won't be that much longer. And he is coming to you. Do not run and hide. Do not fear his coming like Adam fled and hid? For Adam had only a word of death and destruction. God was coming to him, and so he begged the fig leaves to cover them and the trees to hide them, lest they face God's wrath. You also are a sinner like Adam. You also deserve the destruction that is coming, even as he deserved it. But you also have a word of life, the fulfillment of the word of God, the promise given to Adam in that garden. You have heard about him whose hands were pierced for you. You have heard how his side has been ripped open and blood and water flows out, making you holy and righteous before your God. Yes, God is powerful. Yes, his coming will be glorious. But all that power and glory is wrapped up in the cross. Because this God is a God for you, who works out everything for your good. And that includes sending these signs, putting these signs in the heavens above. So he is coming. He is coming back to this world, but he is coming to save you. For he has already redeemed you with his own precious blood, and he wants you to live in his kingdom forever. So do not fear that power or glory. Do not fear what it will be like, but stand up and lift up your heads. For you have the word of your God, a word that pierces time and space, a word spoken from his cross and that still fills your ears. You have a word of forgiveness. And that word of love must endure forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.